Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that... Wow, man.
I mean, we got to get it going, dude.
I know. You're fired up. You're saying it all
day. Every week.
Ted is a knowledge nerd, so here we are, a big dummy. And today is the day that we play. Renowned knowledge nerd, yes. The game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us. We will spin the category wheel.
Oh, now you want it?
That was actually the time. So we'll spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. Now, here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right, because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Pam, who thought the Dalai Lama was a petting zoo's newsletter and found a way to answer 14 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
To make a test and play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All the tolls, away we go. Welcome to Season 19, Episode Number 4178. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The head chef is back. Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Best cereals of all time. Steve, I know for a fact that you yourself have an all-time favorite cereal that you talk about at great lengths.
Yeah, it's kind of the breakfast of the gods. It goes back to Greek days. We call it Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
And since you have brought this up, it seems like over the past decade or so, Cinnamon Toast Crunch has branched out into about 15 different incarnations of ways that you can taste the deliciousness.
Oh, my God. And everything they've got, people forward me the stuff on it. There's a coffee creamer. There are cookies. There's some kind of ice cream.
Yeah, they've done a great job.
Because it's delicious. I mean, look, man, if you like cinnamon and sugar, and I don't know anyone who does not, like, it's just a cereal of cinnamon and sugar.
And trust me, this list is not the healthiest cereal.
All right, okay. Because, again, it's the favorites.
All right, so have you ever gone back and, picked up a box of the Captain Crunch, peanut butter crunch, regular Captain Crunch.
You know what, not Crunch Berries, but...
Crunch Berries.
I did Captain Crunch probably about 10 years ago, and I will say this about Captain Crunch. It's a good cereal. Like, it is good, but honest to God, it rips open the inside of your mouth. So, just, I don't remember being a kid and caring about that kind of thing, but as an adult, I'm like, I can't eat this because I might as well eat fiberglass.
So, should we lean sugar on this one to Ted, or is there a possibility of, I don't know.
Grape nuts? No.
Yeah, I mean, just some of the tried and true, there's a lot of the world.
There's a lot of cereals on this list, so some of them aren't the worst, but the heavy hitters, the top 10 are all
classics.
Right, because this is the people's favorite cereals.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So they're going to be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, thrill's not wrong. I'll just leave it at that.
Best milk first, cereal first.
I do cereal first.
Cereal first.
I do cereal first as well.
Milk first is psychopath material.
Mm-hmm. I think it is. It just makes no sense to me. Not that it matters, but to me, that makes no sense.
It keeps the cereal a little less soggy, is what the theory on it is.
What, if you add the milk first?
If you add the milk first, because the cereal is sitting on top, and it doesn't necessarily soak in immediately. Where if you pour the milk
on... Look, man, this would be my advice. Buy a cereal you like. It doesn't have time to get soggy.
Okay.
I haven't had a soggy cinnamon Toast Crunch Square in a long, long time.
Best cereals of all time is coming up with the head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes. What else do we have for you today? Updated locations on the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing. We do have some spots for you if you're headed to see the Seattle Mariners and the Texas Rangers tonight at T-Mobile Park. And also today, it is the game, we play the game known as Big Dummy. Easy game to play. Spin that category wheel. You're either playing for Team Sober or not Sober. Our biggest dummy has been Pam. Took her 13 questions to get one right. I would like to do a little Men's Room poll, which we put up if you follow us on Twitter, at Men's Room Live. Last time that we did the poll, we asked you to pick one to lose. So you're going to lose one of these things. Will it be lose your sense of taste?
Mm-hmm.
The other, lose your sense of touch. Also included, lose your sense of smell. And finally, to be stuck in space, as those astronauts
are still there.
Still up there in the International Space Station.
Although the Boeing Starliner's back.
It did make it back.
It is back. Good. They're still up there, but the ship itself is back.
And the landing was one of the first dry landings, I believe, of a module. So that was, at least that they succeeded in the idea of being able to do that and land it in the desert in New Mexico.
It's weird reading about it, right? Because they're like, look, we kind of even hit our bullseye target. You know, for where we wanted to land it, that's very good. It obviously made it back. But when asked, like, would the astronauts have been safe inside, there's no, like, real definitive answer. It's like, it's a yes or no question. And the answer is kind of like, yeah.
Well, was there a leak in
I don't Tiger know. Who knows? I just think it's better they didn't get in.
So here's how the results shook down, if you voted there. Coming in at fourth place, you said at 5%, you would pick to lose touch. Now, that includes sex and everything else.
Yeah,
obviously, if you can't feel anything, it's going to be a little bit more difficult to go through life. Coming into third place, 13% of you said you would lose your taste buds and not be able to taste food ever again. Only 13%.
I understand both arguments of that. Like, the food you like, it's a tour de force. It makes you happy. The flip side is, people like me, I don't necessarily eat unhealthy, but the things that are definitely considered healthy, I hate them all. So I would certainly eat healthier if I could not taste them.
You'd also be a terrible cook.
That is very well, but here's the thing. You might be a terrible cook, but here's the beauty. No one would ask you to cook for them.
No. You might nail it every once in a while, but if you added too much, you name
you
it.
Don't
salt,
know.
Whatever the deal is, you
my
have
bad.
No idea. 40% of you at second place said if I could pick one of these, it would be stuck in space until 2025. And number one, 43% overwhelmingly said lose your sense of smell. Well, kind of tied up with stuck in space. So it was either lose your sense of smell
or be stuck in space.
Or to be stuck in space until next year. So that was a Men's Room poll. Okay, this week on the poll, going to have a little fun. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how many of our listeners or people in this room have been involved with sex with more than one person at the same time.
Yeah.
Steve, I know you said
22nd birthday.
Way back.
Sadly, 22nd birthday. I am now 55. I'll let you do the math on that. But the beauty of this is they were both named Jennifer. So it didn't really matter.
Jen or Jennifer?
Both went by Jen. But
all right. Okay. All right. But
yeah, Jen and Jen.
That was a great night, I guess.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It was so good when I had like four or five roommates at this time. And after my night had ended, I'm not returning home. It's probably 2:30 in the morning. Everyone's dead asleep, so I'm tiptoeing in the house, not trying to wake anyone up. I get to the top of the stairs where my bedroom is and catty-cornered to my room. My buddy Tony, the door swings open as though I have committed some crime. You had a threesome? I'm like, well, yeah, man, it's my birthday. This chick arranged it. I'm like, yeah, I'm down with this. You didn't invite me? I'm like,
that would not be a threesome.
No. That is a foursome, and you have a penis. No. I'm like, I would have invited your girlfriend.
Right.
But no, I did not invite. I'm sorry. He was mad at me for like 3 days. I'm like, I don't understand our friendship.
Well, why can't you have fun?
I was like, it's my birthday.
I mean,
his birthday is 2 weeks before me.
If you don't watch any random person do that, just get on Pornhub. But if your friend does it, that's different. You're excited for him.
But also, his girlfriend was a smoke show. And I'm like, man, your birthday is 2 weeks before mine. I know she hooked you up a different way. You didn't invite me in there. Right. I'd love to have sex with your girlfriend.
Ted, have you ever been with two people at the same time?
I have, but that was my 30th birthday at the Bunny Ranch. So, like, I have, but it doesn't count the same as I paid for it.
So, I don't think it matters.
I know what you're saying, but, like, bro.
I don't think that matters.
A lot of people could pay for it. Not a lot of people have paid for it. But just like me, it was a birthday treat.
Yeah.
One way or another. Yeah. Like, I had to hit a milestone for this.
Everybody who has sex pays for it one way. Whether it's in a crappy relationship, whatever the deal is, even if it's just one-on-one and you paid for it, but you still had sex.
Yeah. Which was the goal.
I consider it, yeah. Well,
yeah, I'm just saying, it's not, like, people are like, it's like, I will say this, it has a caveat.
Okay,
it's like I'm out there just picking up three chicks in one night.
Well, but you're not Barry Bonds. I mean, it's not the same. But you did do three women at once.
Correct.
So you did a threesome and a foursome.
I guess just the foursome, because there was three of them. So it's kind of...
So you've never really done a threesome.
Yeah. Oh, well, look at you. You haven't done one.
I haven't.
No,
Ted's done a foursome.
But there was one too many.
How was one too many?
Too much to handle?
I mean, I only have so many body parts.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Was there just kind of... Did they just tag in, or are they all kind of getting involved?
Yeah, there's like competitions.
Can the other two tell who the favorite was?
Well, yes.
All right.
Because eventually, it's an hour long. Eventually, the other two left. It was just kind of me and the one.
Yeah. They left in the middle of it?
Not in the middle of it, but it was just like...
Our time here is done.
I mean, look, full disclosure, like, I was nervous.
Sure.
So it's hard to get places.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so eventually they were like, all right, well, you know, time's almost up. So then, yeah, shocking. It was just me and the super hot blonde.
Basically, it's not that the restaurant's closed, but we're cleaning the kitchen.
Right.
Correct.
You should have ordered food 10 minutes ago.
Yeah,
Mike, I'm not going to ask you. I just have a feeling that you haven't been put in that.
Mike was on a threesome this morning.
It's every Thursday, dude.
It wasn't in Scouting.
Every Thursday.
Every Thursday. Threesome Thursday.
It wasn't in Scouting. I can't imagine what could have happened.
Yeah. You didn't get that. That's why you're not Eagles fan.
Exactly.
That was his final mirror badge.
Exactly. That was his Eagle project.
Oh, no.
What'd you think the sash was for, dude?
Yeah, exactly.
Cleared yourself off.
For choking. For choking.
Oh, no. Follow us in this room. It's time for your review.
Yeah. I haven't either, so I can't help you on that one. But today on the Men's Room Poll, you are going to be in a three-way.
Yeah.
All right? We are going to give you four options of who will join you in the three-way. The third party in this, I'll leave that to your imagination.
Maybe the person in your dreams.
Whoever you want it to be, that's fine. But you need to tell us, and you need to justify why you want one of these four people to be involved in your three-way. Okay? So, choice number one, we go back to the cereal well and the head chef. That would be Captain Crunch. Captain Crunch, yes.
My pants are already off.
Just to give you a little history on the captain, as you know, cereal.
This ain't my first dance, ladies.
Captain Crunch is a corn and oat breakfast cereal manufactured by Quaker Oats since 1963. Since the original product...
I was waiting for 69, but they wanted to get it out there.
...was introduced, marketed simply as Captain Crunch, Quaker Oats has since introduced numerous flavors and seasonal variations, some for a limited time. My favorite is, in fact, Peanut Butter Crunch in the Captain Crunch family.
Is it still out? Did they just? I remember as a kid, we got it a few times.
Yep. All right. I believe it or not, the character was created by Alan Burns, who was famous. He was known for co-creating The Munsters and The Mary Tyler Moore Show. So the guy that made Captain Crunch also did the Munsters.
And so did I.
Yeah. The product line is heralded by a cartoon mascot named Captain Crunch.
Horatio.
He is depicted as a late 18th century naval captain. Now, just so you know, just 4 months ago, he is now depicted on cereal boxes with the four bars of a naval captain. So after 61 years, he has finally been promoted to captain. At one point in time, he had one stripe on his sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
Then they made it two. Then they made it three. Still not a captain. Now he is officially a captain after 61 years of being in the Captain Crunch Navy. Commercials feature the adventures of Captain Crunch commanding the good ship Guppy on its sea voyages, accompanied by his canine first mate. His canine first mate. Captain, who's your dog?
I don't know.
Sea Dog.
Jesus.
Sea Dog.
And a loyal crew of sailor children. Do you know the child labor that runs
the company? The commercials because he always bitched about the dog.
Alfie, Dave, Brunhild, and Carlisle.
They're now in an orphanage.
Yeah. Gene LaFoot, a.k.a. the Barefoot Pirate, is Captain Crunch's arch nemesis and often attacked the Guppy in order to steal its cargo of Captain Crunch cereal. Now, according to the Wall Street Journal, the character Horatio Magellan Crunch captains the Guppy and was born on, where were you born?
Milk Island.
Crunch Island.
Crunch Island.
In the Sea of Milk or something like that.
In the Sea of Milk.
Thank you.
With talking trees.
I mean, that just makes sense.
It does.
Crazy creatures, and the tallest mountain on Crunch Island is?
Don't know.
Mount Crunchmore. Nice. It is made entirely out of Captain Crunch cereal. Captain Crunch's original animated television commercials use the slogan, "It's got corn for crunch, oats for punch, and it stays crunchy even in
milk." Yes, of course.
So Captain Crunch is the first person that you can bring in to your three-way.
I can tell you already, he's in.
Captain Crunch.
Yeah, man.
You make him dirty.
I don't make him dirty. I am I'm channeling the inner Captain. But that's the problem. All I think now when I see Captain Crunch is that he's drunk and he is dirty.
Yep. The next choice to invite into a three-way, that would be Captain Morgan, a brand of flavored rums, including in Europe some rum-flavored premium spirit drinks produced by a British alcohol conglomerate, Diageo. It is named after the 17th century Welsh privateer of the Caribbean, Sir Henry Morgan. So this is a real human being. In 1944, the Seagram Company started manufacturing Captain Morgan brand of rum. Then, in 1984, they struck gold by introducing Captain Morgan Original Spiced Rum.
Yep.
Spiced rum, Captain Morgan as we know it, has only been around since 1984.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Morgan is just a regular rum. I am not sure in my life I've ever seen an original bottle
really?
Of Captain Morgan.
I mean, predominantly spiced rum, but yeah.
It's not spiced rum.
Yeah.
In 2014...
Was that different than, like, silver?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
So used to, like, back in the day, there was a lot of Captain. I knew a lot of people that drank Captain.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to just be, like, the spiced rum, and then there was a clear bottle. I feel like it was silver. Then they came out with, like, Parrot Bay.
Right,
yeah. Of course. Yeah, yeah.
By the way, Captain Morgan has been to court before. In 2014, he filed a lawsuit against Admiral Nelson.
Oh, no.
Yes, he did. Captain Morgan sued Admiral Nelson, and he won the lawsuit in 2017. So, choice number two.
That makes sense, because I don't think I've had Admiral Nelson since, like, 2005.
Yeah.
Mike, I don't know if you ever drank the Admiral. He was, right, he's not a captain, and there was something else that was just a little different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Next up on the list of who you bring into a threesome, that would be Captain Hook, or Captain James Hook, as we know him, the main antagonist of the 1904 play Peter Pan, or The Boy Who Would Not Grow Up, in which he is Peter Pan's arch enemy. The character is a pirate captain of the Jolly Roger. His two principal fears are the sight of his own blood, supposedly an unnatural color, and the crocodile who pursues him after previously eating Captain Hook's hand that was cut off by Peter Pan. And Iron Hook replaced his severed hand.
How is Captain Hook the bad guy?
And has been given the pirate name.
If you chopped off my hand, I got news for you. I'm going to be a little crotchety and probably come after
you. Well, I think as you get older, you know, much like you did in watching The Little Mermaid, yeah. I feel like you kind of gain that same respect. Like, Captain Hook's just trying to do his thing.
He dropped his hand off.
Do you realize that Captain Hook, although the name is not the official name of the pirate, is named after an actual pirate, but they're not letting you know who that pirate was. So a lot of his mannerisms, adventures, and stuff were based on an actual pirate.
Mm-hmm. Really?
All right, that had a hook that was taken off. His arm was taken off. In the novel, Hook was not his true name. That was true. To reveal who he really was would, even at this date, set the country in a blaze. So if you knew who Captain Hook really was,
right,
people would burn the place down. He is said to be Blackbeard's son and the only man of whom Barbecue was afraid. Who is Barbecue? If you go to Robert Louis Stevenson's Treasure Island, Long John Silver goes by Barbecue.
Barbecue, yeah. Barbecue.
Yes. The book relates the Peter Pan ongoing rivalry between the two. Basically, is when Peter Pan fed the pirate's hand to the crocodile.
Again, so that, Captain Hook, not really the douchebag.
Yeah, he's just a pirate, so he probably, you know, got involved in something there that ended up with his hand lost.
And at the same point in time, Peter Pan also threw a clock or a watch or whatever.
Tick-tock.
Exactly. Into the crocodile.
So Captain Hook really can't watch 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
I hate it.
But the ticking clock also warns Hook of the presence.
Yeah.
Hook is described as having a handsome figure, an elegance of diction. Captain Hook, in the word, is the handsomest man I've ever seen. At the same time, perhaps slightly disgusting. Although Hook is callous and bloodthirsty, it makes it clear that these qualities make him a magnificent pirate and not wholly unheroic. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for a good-looking person to bring in, unfortunately he's got a hook on his hand, Captain Hook. And finally, on the choices of who you could bring in for a threesome, we have Captain Kangaroo, the American children's television series that aired weekday mornings on American Television Network on CBS for 29 years, from 1955 to 1984, making it the longest-running nationally broadcast children's television program of its day. Captain Kangaroo, played by Bob Keeshan, who had a very thick mustache.
Yes, he did.
He also had a very dark sense of humor and was
very
somewhat,
lewd. Very
lewd. Dirty, so to speak. Captain Kangaroo had a loose structure built around the life of the treasure house where the captain would tell stories, meet guests, and indulge in silly stunts and regular characters. One of the regular characters, Bill Cosby, who appeared on the show for eight consecutive years. So, our men's room poll. You're going to do a three-way. Which captain do you pick? Captain Crunch, Captain Morgan, Captain Hook, or Captain Kangaroo? We'll take a break and come back with Big Dummy next.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Here we go. So this game is Big Dummy 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola,
Big Dummy. Hola. Chris, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
Chris, welcome to Big Dummy. Our men's room poll. You're going to have a three-way. Will it be with Captain Crunch, Captain Morgan, Captain Hook, or Captain Kangaroo?
Well, if I'm at a London Bridge, anybody, I might as well be drunk for it.
So, Captain Morgan.
I think that's how Captain Morgan's going to win a lot of this poll.
What's that?
You just assume he's got a boatload of rum there, too.
Sure, but I also feel like of the captains available, he's going to do me the most dirty.
He's also like, stunningly handsome.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
It might be like what you were dealing with, but the reverse. The person you're with does not want to have anything to do with you because
Captain,
Captain Morgan's the man.
Right, because I'm bringing the third person.
Right. That was the reason why I avoided him, because he, no matter what, he's going to outperform me. He's better looking. He's probably better at sex.
And he's drunk.
And he's drunk. And he's bringing the drunk.
Yeah, he's bringing rum. You're going to lose to him every time. But a fine choice, Chris. That's what we're saying.
Sure.
All right. Here is your question. What element, number 50 on the periodic table, is extracted from the ore cassiterite? Number 50 on the element table, and I believe it's SN is how it's represented on the...
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Here we go. So this game is Big Dummy 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Big Dummy.
Hola. Chris, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
Chris, welcome to Big Dummy. Iron Men's Room Pool. You're going to have a three-way. Will it be with Captain Crunch, Captain Morgan, Captain Hook, or Captain Kangaroo?
Well, if I'm in a London Bridge, anybody, I might as well be drunk for it.
So, Captain Morgan.
I think that's how Captain Morgan's going to win a lot of this poll.
What's that?
You just assume he's got a boatload of rum there, too.
Sure, but I also feel like of the captains available, he's going to do me the most dirty.
He's also
like,
stunningly handsome.
That's
so
what
it
I'm
might
saying.
Be like
right.
what you were dealing with, but the reverse. The person you're with does not want to have anything to do with you because
Captain,
Morgan's,
right,
Captain Morgan's the man.
Right, because I'm bringing the third person.
Right. That was the reason why I avoided him, because he, no matter what, he's going to outperform me. He's better looking. He's probably better at sex.
And he's drunk.
And he's drunk. And yeah. he's bringing the drunk.
Yeah, and he's bringing rum. You're going to lose to him every time. But a fine choice, Chris. That's what we're saying.
Sure.
All right. Here is your question. What element, number 50 on the periodic table, is extracted from the ore cassiterite? Number 50 on the element table, and I believe it's SN is how it's represented on the periodic table.
SN?
SN, yes.
Cool. That takes out... I'm just going to guess uranium.
Does it... Do the letters reflect a name?
So like, one of the letters do.
Like lead is PB. So
right.
One does.
Uh-huh.
Is it the first one or the second letter?
Second one. N is in the name. S is not.
I don't know.
10.
Oh, well,
yeah. I thought you meant it started with it.
All right, your question. What is the more common name for the human tympanic membrane? The human tympanic membrane.
Human tympanic membrane.
Tympanic
wow,
is probably the biggest
hard
hit.
Questions here, man. Human tympanic membrane. Oh my gosh, you got me on that one. You're really bringing the hard questions on me.
The clue would be in tympanic.
Ask it again.
What is the more common name for the human tympanic membrane?
Oh my gosh.
Like I said, tympanic is part of, think of an orchestra.
Yeah, I was thinking timpani, drum.
The eardrum.
The eardrum, yep.
Oh, my God.
Drum.
All right, your question. Which of the so-called big cats cannot retract its claws?
Not retract. Cheetah.
Got it.
There
How
you
did
go.
You know that, Chris?
Yeah, man.
That's impressive.
Because I know that they have to always keep their claws out for traction when they run.
Yeah, they've got four-wheel drive.
Oh, yeah, makes sense.
I bet they're all covered in Cheeto dust.
Oh, every single one of them.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Justin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, sober.
All right, Justin, welcome to Big Dummy.
Okay, we're going to do a three-way. Are you taking Captain Crunch, Captain Morgan, Captain Hook, or Captain Kangaroo to join?
You know, time flies when you're having rum.
There you go.
Time flies when you're having rum.
Captain Morgan's loving this. All right, Justin, here is your question. What nation is home to the Komodo dragon? It's the same country that has the second most earthquakes a year.
Oh, Komodo dragon. Okay. It's an island country, yeah?
It's a several island country, yeah. Multiple island country.
Oh, let's see here. I'm going to say the island of Komodo, but that's probably wrong.
Galapagos?
That's a safe guess. Indonesia.
Oh, Indonesia.
Mm-hmm. All right, a multiple choice question for you. Hyundai, Kia, Mazda, or Subaru, which car manufacturer's name translates to wisdom in Persian? Hyundai, Kia, Mazda, or Subaru?
Let's go ahead and go with Mazda.
Nice. It's Mazda.
Yes, indeed.
Sounds like it should be Kia.
You think so? One thing seems like a lot of Persian words. You get a lot of Z's in there.
Right. I was between
Shazam,
or
Mazda. Kazam, Mazda, right? So.
Okay. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitcholas.
Hola.
Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, sober Matt, welcome to the program. Okay, our men's room poll, you're going to take a three-way. We'll be with Captain Crunch, Captain Morgan, Captain Hook, or Captain Kangaroo.
Captain Morgan, just because I don't know why, but rum, I always have good sex when I'm, like, drunk on rum. So, there
okay.
you go.
All right.
If I'm going to have a three-way, I just assume I'm going to have good sex, but whatever. I had a little rum.
What alcohol do you have bad sex with?
Whiskey, I guess.
Yeah, we all run to the same okay. problem with whiskey. Okay.
See, to me, it's tequila.
Really?
But I think
do
it's...
Do you get TD? Because
I
get
whiskey
D. I
almost think it's a mental thing, though. I could literally have a beer and a shot of tequila, and I'm like, well, can't have sex.
You've already convinced it's already done.
Yeah. I'm dead serious. It's probably mostly in my head, but yeah.
Just to C-block you sometime. Hey, Ted, I'm going to get you a shot of tequila if I see you talking to some hot chick.
Yeah, right.
But I'm going to buy you both a shot. You see, that way she'll be like, come on, Ted, let's do it. All right, multiple choice question for you, Matt. Grover Cleveland, James Buchanan, Andrew Jackson, or FDR? Who is the only president to serve two non-consecutive terms?
Can you repeat the options real quick again?
Yes, I can. Grover Cleveland, James Buchanan, Andrew Jackson, or FDR?
Andrew Jackson. I really have no idea.
The man who invented the Stanley Steamer, Grover Cleveland.
Grover Cleveland. Yeah. Oh, Grover.
What a great name.
Remember who was between his non-consecutive terms?
Oh, man. I don't know.
I feel like it was McKinley. It might be Harrison. Hang on, I'll double
check. Well, you asked me this, KC. That's a setup. Do you
I
know
was
who
so
it was?
Confident.
I don't. All right. Your question, what was Bach's middle name?
Box?
Actually, I don't know.
Bach. Yeah.
Like Bach. Like the
composer, Bach.
Yeah.
Benjamin Harrison.
Eli. I have no idea.
Sebastian?
Sebastian.
What's his first name?
Johann.
All right.
Johann Sebastian Bach. So then Skid Row comes along. And there's Sebastian Bach.
Yeah.
And now I can't say Bach anymore for that Family Guy clip you showed us, Mike. Without smiling. I'm not.
Always finish.
Don't do it.
All right, your question. How many suspects are there in the board game Clue?
Five?
Six. Can you remember them all, Mike? There's Colonel Mustard.
There's Colonel Mustard. There's Professor Plum. There's Mr. Green. There's Mrs. Peacock. There's Miss Scarlet. And there's Mrs. White.
Well done. Damn. Well done. All right. Your question. In the nursery rhyme, The Wheels on the Bus, the people on the bus go what?
Shut the...
Oh, crap. I should know this because my sister just had a kid like a little less than a year ago, and there's this stupid baby show that she watches, and I sing that song all the time.
All baby shows are stupid baby shows, trust me.
Hold on, let me think. I don't know, they wave or something?
No,
up and down?
They go up and down because they're having sex on the bus, Matt. See, that'll point that out. The moms go, shush, 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 Mike.
Okay.
It's just the mothers. The fathers.
They're just quieting each
other. All the people, they're going up and down. The bus ain't even moving, brother.
Good shocks on this
thing. You know what kind of bus that is, don't you, Ted?
Yeah. Say, my cousin Patrick and I think we got thrown off a bus in Disney World once for singing that song too loudly.
In Disney World.
Get off the bus.
Yes.
You have, what is it? It's a Small World after all, but you can't sing The Wheels on the Bus.
Right?
Come on.
Well, they used to have
Wheels on the Bus.
They used to have like an adult-only section of Disney World.
Oh.
We may have been coming from that back to the resort we were staying at, and we're a little singful.
It's a whimsical song.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Like question five, Matt.
Question number five, what type of beer's name is German for storeroom?
Style or brand?
Style. Style of beer.
A stout?
Hefeweizen.
Lager.
Lager.
Yeah, lager. By the way, Mike, they say in the board game Clue, there's no Mrs. White anymore.
Yeah, they updated the names.
When did they do that?
There's a Miss Scarlet, Mrs. Peacock.
Mrs. Peacock. Yes. Is Colonel Green. Mustard still there?
Colonel Mustard's still there. Right. Professor Plum's still in there. Mr. Green. And then Dr. Orchard.
Okay, he's the new one. I never heard of this freaking doctor.
Yeah, there's...
Germany, famous for their beer. That's why all the, like, when you're there, like, most of the bars only have signs for one beer or another.
Right.
Because you had to keep beer in caves to keep it good.
Right, right.
And you had to drink it quickly and locally.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, lager beach storeroom. All right, Matt, your question. Which rabbit was the hero of Beatrix Potter's stories?
What? I don't know. Peter Rabbit? I don't know. Never heard of it.
Okay. Oh, I mean, how many other rabbits? There's the Trix Rabbit,
Briar Rabbit,
the Easter Bunny. What does it do? The Briar Rabbit,
Briar Rabbit.
Well, we can all say it. It's Briar Rabbit,
Bugs Bunny,
Bugs. But yeah, probably the most popular rabbit, Trix Bunny.
Oh yeah,
Energizer Bunny,
Playboy Bunny,
Playboy Bunny. Sure. Ooh, strong.
Game is Big Dummy 206-803 Rob.
Was there ever any actual, like, this is the Playboy Bunny? Like, I get there was a bunch of Playboy Bunnies.
Well, you could be
technically Marilyn
Playmate
Monroe.
Of the month, then you would be Playmate of the year.
Right.
I don't know if they did, like, the Playmate
bunnies,
of the decade.
But the bunnies were, like, at the club.
Right, they were actual people. They weren't mascots, per se.
No. They were women in corset, like, one.
Oh, indeed.
You know what they look like.
I'm aware of the bunnies.
But I don't know that there's one. They were all Playboy Bunnies.
Chester P. Bunny or something
like
that.
But if you look at the cover, Marilyn Monroe has bunny ears on.
Yes.
So she was one of the first
bunnies.
Bunnies to have ears on the cover.
Oh, really? Okay.
So, but I think she's the most iconic.
Of course.
Yeah, so
it's kind of hard.
Marilyn Monroe.
It's kind of hard not to say that she's not the symbol of it.
Wasn't Anna Nicole Smith also a Playboy bunny?
Yep.
Okay.
But I get, right, but the bunny itself is just a cocktail waitress that worked at the
club. Yeah, had
the
ears on and all the rest.
I mean, I think most of them over time wear the bunny costume.
Yeah. Or outfit.
Yeah, outfit. I feel like.
Or people ask him to.
Yeah. Hello, Logan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Logan, are you sober or not sober?
Sober. And barely not sober.
Sober or not sober, Logan?
Sober or not. Sober.
Okay. Sober.
Gotcha. All right, Logan. Men's room poll, you're going to do a three-way. Is it going to be with Captain Crunch, Captain Morgan, Captain Hook, or Captain Kangaroo?
I'm
going
to have to go with Captain Hook.
Captain Hook.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think there'd be a lot more Captain Crunch if you hadn't kind of skewed his... Because now he's a freak.
No, I disagree. I think I have helped his cause. We're doing a three-way. Freaky Deaky showing up, man. Things are about to get
good. I'm just saying, before you take the character, Captain Crunch is actually, you know, a fairly docile guy. He's just eating crunch berries over here. Well, you know, you two are getting it on.
That's who you'd invite over?
I mean, he's also bringing food.
Yeah.
I might need to refuel.
Bam.
That's a good point, man.
Part of this complete mid-sex snack.
Yeah. Complete private. Just finish eating that first.
I think a lot of it, too, is you got to figure out which captain will listen to directions. Right? Opposite ends. Don't touch my thigh.
Okay. Captain Morgan's not listening.
Yeah. Right.
He rests his hand on your thigh and just smile at you the whole time.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I feel like you got to figure out which captain is actually going to stick to the plan and the rules.
That's it, Ted. Put your back into it.
By the way, people are pointing out we forgot the Nesquik money.
Yep.
And Roger Rabbit, of course.
Oh. And the Nesquik Bunny, I think his name is just Quick.
I
think you're right.
I would choose Roger Rabbit if his wife was getting into it. If that was
Jessica Rabbit?
You damn straight.
Yeah.
My problem with Captain Hook is you can't high-five him during sex.
You can, just use the other hand.
Yeah. I mean.
But that hook might come in handy.
Yeah, but you might forget what hand this was.
Oh, it's Quickie.
Quickie?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd invite him. I'll have you down in a heartbeat.
I've seen rabbits have sex in my yard. He's not kidding.
I told my buddy talking about his pet rabbit. This thing simply ejaculates at you to tell you it doesn't like you.
Bam!
Like this rabbit looks at it. If it doesn't know you, it's just like, damn. Like for real? He's like, yeah, man. Doesn't use a little paws or nothing. Like, it just happens. All right, Logan, here is your question. What did Howard Carter and Lord Carnarvon, Lord Carnarvon, discover in Egypt in 1922?
A pyramid.
The tomb of King Tutankhamun.
Yes, indeed. King Tut.
Mm-hmm.
They call him Tutankhamun because he commonly farted.
I'm about to say, is that just a name for a similar fart?
You know, I don't know. I mean, did they read the hieroglyphics? Did they just come up with the name? Did they open the thing and it smelled like sulfur? And they're like, ooh, Tutankhamun.
All right, Logan, in badminton, how many points typically win a singles game?
11.
21.
21. And since you did so well on that question, how many points are typically needed to win a game of pickleball?
I'd have to go with 11.
Boom. It is 11.
Yes, indeed.
I've still not played pickleball.
I did it when we went to Delaware a couple of weeks ago. At pickleball court at the place we're at. I'm like, I'll give it a try. Completely addicting.
I came into town.
It's awesome. I'm telling you, Miles, you will. I don't know that you'll stop playing golf. You will start. If you start playing, you will get into it.
I got off Denny on to get on the 5th where the monorail runs.
Yeah.
They put in pickleball courts out there. It's pouring down rain.
Really?
And there's guys out there just absolutely going after it.
Dude, it's an addicting game.
They put it right there on the corner downtown. I was like, I'll be damned, man. Pickleball court. That's pretty cool.
It's a fun game.
I believe it.
Really is.
I believe
it is awesome.
Yeah, you got to be just athletic enough.
Even if you aren't.
You know what I mean? Like, there's people that are really good at it, but you could also sit there and just kind of play it, too.
Mm-hmm. More Big Dummy coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.